North Carolina lawmakers are poised to pass nearly $250 million in additional funding for private school vouchers this year. Liz Schlemmer reports.
The House will vote today on a bill that would help pay for private school tuition for 55,000 families on a wait list. Rachel Brady is the mother of one child who already received a voucher, known as an opportunity scholarship, in the first round of funding.
But our second child, as a new applicant, did not receive the funding because basically the funding ran out.
It ran out because a new law allowed any family to apply regardless of their income or past enrollment in a private school. When that happened, applications flooded in. Middle-income families like the Bradys got waitlisted alongside thousands of new applicants. When this school year started, the Bradys paid more for their second son to attend the same Wake County private school as his older brother.
We made sacrifices at home so that our children could both be in school this year, but I know that that's not the same for every family in North Carolina. Many families have had to not put their children in the school of their choice.
The new bill would reimburse waitlisted students who have already enrolled in a private school or can get into one by October. Republican leaders announced months ago that they wanted to clear the waitlist before school started, but negotiations stalled between the House and the Senate. Last Friday, a new bill emerged. The Senate passed it Monday, and Rachel Brady was there.
We went to be able to personally thank them for hearing our voices and for taking action.
Parents for Educational Freedom in North Carolina released a statement after the vote saying, quote, "Parental school choice in North Carolina has much to be thankful for." The bill passed along party lines. Only Democratic senators commented on it when it went for a vote, each in opposition. Here's Democrat Greg Meyer, who serves Orange, Person, and Caswell counties.
Our public schools could do so much with just the $248 million that we're appropriating today. What could we do? We could do a 3.5% raise for teachers. We could add 575 counselors, social workers, nurses, or school psychologists. We could add 700 teachers' assistants.
House Republicans held out on passing an earlier voucher bill. House Speaker Tim Moore said it was to push for more funding for public schools to be attached. This bill includes funds for school districts and charter schools that see enrollment growth, but no across-the-board funding. Democrats say this voucher funding is for wealthy families. Here's Senator Michael Garrett of Guilford County.
It's a brazen attempt to subsidize the education of the wealthy at the expense of our most vulnerable children. Children. It's Robin Hood, but in reverse.
But voucher advocates say that doesn't show the whole picture. Lower-income families got first priority for scholarships, and some families on the wait list have household incomes as low as $57,000 for a family of four. State data show 70% on the wait list have household incomes above $115,000. Public school advocates worry that state funding will directly shift from public to private schools when students switch. But they also say they're concerned about what this bill says about the state's priorities. Heather Coons is with the advocacy group Public Schools First NC.
If you're talking about one pie, one budget, they're taking a slice and putting it toward private school tuition when that slice could instead be used to increase the size of the slice that's going to public education.
Kuhn says it's as if the state is funding three systems of schooling now.
So we have our traditional public schools, we have charter schools that have looser regulations than our traditional public schools, and now the state is starting to fund a private school system.
If the bill becomes law, it promises more than $500 million for private school vouchers next year and for each of the next 7 years to come. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.